This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And welcome to episode 61. And we are talking about keeping the romance alive. This episode I will be sharing tips and stories on how you can have excitement and passion brewing into your relationship to keep it going, to keep it stronger over time. Okay, so I'm laughing because the key point is the first one is importance of romance in long-term relationships. And I feel like that shouldn't be it. It should be in relationships in general, whether you just started seeing each other, you wanted to be, you're not really sure what it's like, you're still exploring and leading on to a long-term relationship. Romance should be applied in relationships. And I think what I spoke about in the previous relationship, which is episode 60, nurturing intimacy is one of the key points in keeping the romance alive. You have to be intimate. You have to go on dates, regular dates. You have to have romantic gestures. And what I mean by this is leaving each other love notes, giving each other compliments, surprising each other with small gifts. You can listen to the love languages episode. I dig deeper into those kind of things. And you have to remember anniversaries. You have to plan trips. You have to just create a surprise trip for your partner. You have to be spontaneous, right? In a relationship, you gotta keep the spark going, and this is what the romance alive part is all about. Quality time. Another thing is revisiting memories. Spend time talking about how your first day was, and talk about how you would go on dates and how things would happen there. Then discover how that sort of like reignites your feelings for one another. Then I cannot believe the romance episode is going to be very short, because I feel like I've spoken about all of these things in the previous episodes already, and it's pretty much straightforward. Handling changes and growth. You have to support one another, and you have to take different changes, different life stages together. You have to encourage your partner and support them in their goals and dreams. I don't want this to feel like I'm reaching a block, but it's pretty much self explanatory. You gotta keep the fire burning. How? There's so many things you can do. I think one of the things that I would love, maybe if you know my partner wants to keep the romance going, I love surprises. I love surprise trips. I love just random gifts and flowers and just appreciation. I love all of that. And physical touch, hugs, kisses, just keep them coming. And if you're listening, if you're in a relationship, I want you to do something different today or tonight. Just look at where your relationship is and try to see when last you did something unique for your partner, something to ignite your relationship. If it's been a long time, please, I'm urging you to do something special. Please go and do something special and come back to me and tell me what you did. This is an assignment to everyone. It's an assignment to everyone who's listening. If you're in a relationship, go and do something unique. Let's sort of like start a list of, you know, how to keep the romance alive list. And let's build on it and let's see what, you know, what individuals do and what they've shared with their partners. And if we can keep that list going, we can even share it on TikTok and with the rest of the world, you know. So yeah, that's pretty much today's episode. Next, I'm gonna start going towards the bitter side of love, starting with dealing with jealousy. All right, I'm bringing it on now. So that's gonna be episode 62. I will see you there. Have a good one.